Hawaii, too, is the organizer of the Mountain State Stock Dog Association and the big national finals coming to the Lincoln County Fairgrounds this upcoming week, Monday through Saturday. Good morning, Steve. You guys, how you feeling? You getting ready for this thing?
Yeah, we're getting ready, Duke. We started hauling cattle over there yesterday. We've got about 400 more cattle to haul over and about 400 sheep between now and Monday. The handlers should start rolling in about today, check-ins on Sunday for them, and then we'll be ready to go Monday morning.
Steve, talk about the process of this coming to Afton in the Star Valley area, the Lincoln County Fairgrounds, and how that relationship and how that spot has developed over the last few years as you guys continue to come back.
Well, as we continue to come back, the town of Afton has been so good. You know, we've been there. This will be the sixth year that we've been in Afton putting on the National Catalog Finals. It's grown into the largest stock dog event in the nation, and by honest with you, it might be the whole world if you look at it. We'll run like 1,500 dog runs by the time we get to Saturday. It's been a really good relationship that we've built with the town of Afton, the fairgrounds, those guys over there, your fair board, Clay and Josh at the fair, probably the best we've ever had. They have everything so organized. The handlers love to come to Afton. It's just a beautiful place to come. The weather's nicer. They were sending me text messages yesterday, leaving Texas, 111 degrees.
Ooh.
Excited to see Afton. And I said, well, it might be 90. They says, it don't matter. It's not 111 with 90% humidity. But they're really excited. They love to come and walk down Main Street and go shopping and go eating. They just love it. So we've built a really good relationship over the last 6-7 years with the town of Afton and with your fair board and your fairgrounds. They're probably one of the nicest fairgrounds there really is in the country, you guys. I hope we don't take for granted what you guys have over there. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, and it serves both of us, right? Because you guys have a great experience. All your handlers have a great experience, but you guys do so much to kind of give back to the local community. Tell us more about the auctions that you do and how you support the 4-H. I mean, you guys have raised tens of thousands of dollars for our local 4-H through this thing.
This has. We've done about 5 years of local 4-H auctions. We do an auction, and we've gave back, you know, prizes and different items are donated. Then we have a big dinner, and the 4-H has fed us in the past, and then we do a big auction afterwards. And yeah, it's the people buying at the auction are the handlers that don't have anything to do with any of the local kids. You know, that's how generous that the handlers are. You know, they're just great people. They want to help. In all sports things and different things going on, this is a very competitive sport. You know, I think there's like 4,800 dogs trying to qualify for this year's national finals in our database. And it's probably the best group of people I've ever been around as far as generosity and quality of people and classy people. You know, because it's a family event and we have a code of conduct. And if they don't abide by the code of conduct, they can't come. And so, it's just, I'm really blessed to have all the good quality people we do have coming to the national finals.
Steve, you just touched on it. You strive to make it a family-friendly event for maybe people who've not necessarily stepped up and gone to go watch the dogs. Kind of tell us what are some of the things that are coming up this next week and on tap for them if they want to come and check it out.
Oh, you guys, it's the number one top dogs anywhere in the nation. You're going to find Canada, clear to Florida coming, New York's coming, Michigan's coming, Tennessee, Alabama, people from all over trying to get here. We have three arenas running at one time, all the time, and on 4 days we have the field, so we have three arenas and a field going. So there's so much to walk around and do, and we make it free. We want people to be able to come and enjoy it, you know, especially with times that like it is right now. Coming, the only thing you're going to have to pay for there is if you want to buy a t-shirt or buy a corn dog. You know, it's a neat event, and you can walk around all the different arenas and just see all the different aspects of dog work, all the way from sheep to cattle. And we'll be sending dogs 400 yards and outruns where the handler stays in one spot and runs the course out in that field. It's just amazing what you'll be able to see there this next week.
And Steve, these are all real ranch working dogs. I mean, I know you have your own dogs in previous years have competed in this event yourself. And I mean, this is a ranch lifestyle. I mean, these are real working ranch dogs, and this is what they do day in and day out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. These people that are coming, you guys, well, right now I just stopped on the side of the road and we're trailing 380 head of cattle down the road to move to another pasture with a couple kids and dogs. You know, that's how we do everything. We get, you know, yesterday we gathered, you know, 500-600 head of dogs or 500-600 head of cattle with a, how old are you, Sage? 7-year-old boy, girl, a 9-year-old boy and a 12-year-old boy and 3 dogs. And I didn't even help them. You know, the dogs really feel the place of about 3 cowboys or 3 hands. And so if people get the chance to come and watch them, and if you do make it to watch them, man, stop and visit with the handlers. You'll see them. They're wearing a name tag around their neck and says their name and where they're from. Stop and visit with them. There isn't a single person there that wouldn't give you 10 minutes out of their day to talk with you about what they do.
Steve, let's talk about the dogs themselves. I mean, these are pretty special animals. How long does it take for a dog to maybe get to be skilled enough to compete at this event that's coming up next week?
Well, that depends on how hard the handler or the trainer wants to work at it. You know, the dogs that are really, really, really good are, by the time they're about, it takes about 3 years to get them where they're just top of their game. 3 to 4 years is about where, I always say when your dog's 4 years old, you've got what you got. You're about going to max out his capacity, you know. And these dogs are so intelligent. It's just amazing. There's about 99% of them are border collies. There's a few Aussies and I think one maybe hanging tree dog. If people that own these dogs would just take 10 minutes out of their day, but every single day, make it consecutive, you know. Make sure you're consistent with it. And 10 minutes out of your day, you'd be amazed what you could teach your dog.
Speaking with Steve White this morning and the Mountain State Stock Dog Association National Finals at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds next week, Monday through Saturday. Steve, you mentioned how this has become the largest stock dog competition in the nation, if not maybe even the world. And you and your wife and your family, you built this from the ground up and have turned it into what it is. And, of course, you had a lot of help along the way. But what's been your motivation to make this what it is?
Well, we did. We started this from the ground up, and it was pretty tough to get it going on at first. And now it's and other stock dog associations in the country, but it's the Mountain States has really walked away from the rest of them. And to be honest with you, what's grown it the most is the atmosphere and the good people. You know, we don't tolerate the drama. We don't tolerate bad language. We don't, you know, allow people to act. I don't know. I'm not going to say the word I want to use, like an idiot. But what it came down to is we've been able to watch these kids. You know, we'll have a youth class there. And I have watched grown men, you know, Duke, your age, like 27, get a dog and they start in a novice class and get started. And 3-4 years down the road, the man that won the national finals last year started in my novice class 2 years ago.
Wow.
And he won the open national finals last year. It was amazing to watch these people grow. And for me, it helps people understand what they have when they have a dog, what potential they have with their dog and how much help they can be. And it helps them build a better relationship with their dog. And for me, that's what kind of the drive of it is. Make a family environment to help people learn how to get the best out of their dog.
Well, Steve, I'm grateful you think I'm only 27, and I appreciate that.
Well, I didn't really want to tell you.
Oh, man. Steve, this is a great event. SBI is thrilled to be partnering with you again and providing the live video broadcast for this. And, we really just encourage our listeners to go check it out for a couple hours and see what they think. Again, completely free. In the past, you've had kind of like a family day. Is that planned again
year? Absolutely. Let me just tell you that the events that go on at night besides the dog trials, you guys. So Monday night, there's movie in the park. They'll have a projector for the kids, and they're going to play a movie up on the projector, okay, on the side of a trailer. It's just really fun, you know. And you guys, you don't have to be a handler to be there. Show up. If you live in the community and your kid wants to come up and hang out, they can come and hang out every single day and at night. Tuesday night, cornhole night. They're having a cornhole tournament. Man, there's a bunch of these handlers. They like to play that game, and they'll have it set up in one of the buildings there. And you guys are welcome to come play the cornhole tournament. Wednesday night is karaoke night. Duke, I expect you to be there. You and David.
Oh, you know
David,
it.
Islands in the Stream is the my thing. Islands in the Stream by Dolly and Kenny.
That would be awesome.
Thursday night is the dinner and the auction for the scholarship program. We have a scholarship program in Mountain States also. And the dinner and the auction for the scholarship program, plus the Calcutta. We're going to Calcutta the short, round, cheap qualifiers. Anybody in the community can come to that auction, too. Friday night is a big dessert party, open social. Then we Calcutta the short round for the cattle going on Saturday for the Ultimate Stock Dog. The Ultimate Stock Dog, you guys, that's who wins the best on the cattle and the sheep all combined. There's like 7 runs total. So it really pulls the best out. That's the most prestigious award you can win. Then on Saturday is Family Day. Bounce houses, face painters. No, is it Friday and Saturday? My son's sitting here correcting me. Hey, either way, I think it's just Saturday. Bounce houses, face painters, balloon artists, food, water slides, water fights. You show up with your kids. Once again, it's all free. The face painting's free. The balloon guy's free. Whatever you want to do. So we'd love to have you guys come out, and we'd love to be able to share these special dogs and handlers from all over the country with everybody there in the community.
Steve White, more details online at mountainstatestockdog.com. The finals Monday through Saturday next week at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. Steve, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you on Monday.
Adios. Thanks, Duke.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming's Sports Friday.